People must be 21 years of age or older in order to purchase cigarettes in New York City, the latest of laws related to improving health mandates there. William Nelson, director of the Kimmel Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins, says such laws are already in place elsewhere in the nation, and he's in favor.
Most people who become chronic cigarette smokers have their first cigarette smoking experiences when they are in their teens. Cigarettes are addictive, and to make a choice or an accidental choice on something that leads to an addiction that's difficult to shake is a tough burden to place on a child and adolescent age or in the teens. There is even some evidence that adolescent brains are more vulnerable to the addictive properties of things like nicotine. And so the thought is you want to keep cigarettes out of the hands of particularly young teenagers. I think the key is to stop adolescents and smoking by any way possible.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.